your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Hofmeckler. Health and fitness magazines are full of propaganda about how we should look and feel. But finally, to set the record straight, is your host, Ori Hofmeckler.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within. Today's subject is very, very important. That's what it's all coming down to. The way that we eat, what we eat, and how we prepare it. And most importantly, does it really benefit us? We got numerous, I don't even want to count, emails that asking questions regarding food recipes. What do you really personally eat? How do you really manage between the AM food, PM food? What we really always work are there certain kind of dishes that are tasty and guarantee that will make you leaner and stronger. I know it sounds too good to be true, but there are, and that's the subject of this show. It's best food and recipe for leaning and strengthening the body. Not just leaning, strengthening the body at the same time. With me, as usual, my co-host, Brandy Jackson, and my friend, Marty Gallagher. But also we have a very unusual guest today, which is going to come again and again, I believe. He's a Warrior Diet certified original Spartan. Yes, original Spartan, owner of a great restaurant, in my opinion, the best Greek restaurant I ever ate in. It's called Le Petit Greek in Hollywood. His name is Dimitri Hondales. Hi, Dimitri. How are you?
Hi, Ori. Good morning.
Okay.
Good.
Dimitri is going to talk to us about basic, traditional Spartan recipes that everybody can make and enjoy, guarantee success. I'm telling you, I mean, I wish I could just have some kind of a miracle that I'll eat this every day, okay? I'm ready to sign right now. Because I tried it. Let's come back to the subject. This is not another kind of food channel. Let's eat something healthy, okay? This is not the kind of show that we are doing here. We will explain to you why things are working or why things are not working. Taste good. Generally, general opinions say that taste is not a personal thing. It's not an objective thing, but rather personal. One plate for one person is hell of a plate for another. I disagree with this. I think we are sharing the same structure of genes. We are sharing the same survival mechanism, virtually the same balance. Generally say when people look at other people, you can say that certain people are more attractive than others. It's not so personal as people believe so, and definitely when it's coming to food. Dishes which are good, generally are notorious to be better tasty than others. Some restaurants are better than others. So taste is not something just personal, though there are differences. And the differences are related to one very interesting thing. If you're in tune with your body, you should be attracted to the food that you need most. When I designed, for example, my Warrior milkshake, it was basically designed on nutritional value. To my surprise, and everybody around me, and later on, all the way that follow, it came to be extremely tasty because, in my opinion, the nutritional, amazing nutritional composition. So, for example, if you need the nutrients that are coming from vegetables or from dairy or from beans, you will crave for this kind of food. If you are a testosterone-driven person, you will crave for certain kind of dense food, not sweet food, like vegetable, fruits, nuts, seeds, basic food, cheese, meat, okay? This is testosterone craving. We talked about it previously. And estrogen craving is mostly to the fluffy, soft, sweet, many treats, billions of dollar industry to feed your estrogen, men and women alike. We talked about it previously, but today we will talk about foods that definitely fits the Warrior Diet standard.
Right. Can I say
something? Sure.
I read a study a while back where they talked about that, generally speaking, people are broken down into tasters and super tasters, and the difference being that most people fall in one of those two categories according to how many taste buds they have in their tongue. Now, those with fewer taste buds tend to need the stronger flavors, whereas the super tasters, those that have innumerable taste buds in their tongues, they're very sensitive to foods. My wife is a super taster. I have very few taste buds. I need the vibrant, spicy foods to kind of cut through my palate. She can't eat anything out of her comfort zone.
Interesting.
I suspect you're probably a super taster, my friend.
I'm not sure. I never researched this direction, but the one thing, and it's very interesting what you say, it makes sense. But Marty, the one thing, super taster or not,
taster,
hunger definitely boosts your taste sensitivity.
Yes, it does,
big time, my friend.
Yes, it does.
If you eat when you're not hungry, you have no idea what your body really needs. And that's what people really do. They don't develop the sensitivity and the right craving for what the body really needs. All you need is simply to not eat for a good few hours, not three, not four, maybe more than that, okay? Or under-eat. And also exercise on the top of it. And guarantee your body will start to give you the right signal to what you really need. And if it doesn't happen immediately, after 2 weeks of trying the warrior way of life, you'll be amazed. And let me tell you, the pleasure coming in the same ratio, isn't it, Marty? When you are hungry, the satiety from food, the enjoyment, is much, much, much bigger.
It's a heightened sensation when you're hungry. And one of the genius phrases that I picked up from the Warrior Diet, which I just love, was that basically where you've given us permission to not eat.
Thank you. I mean, this is a nice way to put it, but I think that it's inherent to us. We've got to experience it. Hunger is important. Food is important. Enjoyment of food is critically important. I'm getting many emails, technical emails, by followers who ask me, what does it matter how we eat and the color of food and the order of things? Eventually, it's getting to be digested in the same way and la, la, la. Let me tell you, and I answered everybody, we are not just mechanical collection of biochemical reactions. We are entity, we are human being with dominating command center, which is called the neurosystem, the neuromuscular, the neurogastrial. We regulate everything that we do through our neuro and endocrinical, that means hormonal system. We cannot ignore it. So the color, our senses play a critical role, and the color of food and the odor that you eat and the senses of pleasure and satiety that you get from food play a critical role. I talked previously about protein that you produce in the brain that gives you a signal of hunger or satiety. And they are very, very, play a very, very important role too. But coming down, play important role not just in giving you hunger or satiety, but it's actually promoting your growth hormone, keeping you young, producing energy. This is a massive, massive, massively complicated system that needs to be done correctly. And the taste of food and the importance of food is critical. But there's another thing which is critical, which I'd like to talk to Dimitri and Marty, maybe even Brandy. It's the preparation of food. If you respect yourself, you should take the time and prepare food, especially the majority of you who are active people who really not just exercise, they're committed to become stronger, leaner, in a better shape, live longer. We got a huge variety of ages here, but the vast majority, I believe, are around 30 plus, okay? We have younger people too, men and women. It's very important that you should take care of yourself. Stop being a scavenger and collect food all the time. Put the time and mind into preparing the meal that fits you personally. What's your opinion, Dimitri, about food propagation? Is it that people are afraid of it?
Yeah, I totally agree. When I go to cook, when I'm cooking, I think of five components. I'm going a little bit further back. It's very important for humans to the visual. It's very important to make our dinners colorful, to use as many colors as we can. And then smell. Smell is very important. You must have those great aromas. And then we move to texture. texture is very important. When I cook, I use different textures. For instance, when I make a salad, I would use a little arugula, which is spicy, and then cabbage, a little crunchy. Texture is very important. And the taste has to taste great. You use the olive oil, the extra virgin olive oil, and the oregano, and the herbs, and the spices. And then the fifth and the most important is, what is the nutritional value? All the above are great, but what do I get out of it? Is it going to make me stronger? Is it going to help me to build muscle? What do I get out of the meal, of the dinner? So you must have those five components: the visual, the smell, the texture, the taste, and the nutritional value. So very important. And of course, yes, it's very important to prepare your dinner. I think it's the most important thing. I mean, Europeans do that forever. They gather, they cook, and they spend time at dinner on the tables, and they socialize. That's where you do it since the beginning of time.
And they are trained since young age, don't they?
Of course.
Male and female alike.
Yes.
It's very interesting. I know that I was living in New York for many years, and I was so surprised. I mean, I was around men and women who never knew how to cook. Everything was a takeout. Everything was eating outside, or some kind of a crisis management, hardly managing even to make an omelette. Very interesting phenomena.
Yeah, people here are disconnected, you know. We have to go back to what we used to be.
We're going to take a break. After the break, we're going to talk about the best recipe for leaning down, whether you want to just to lose weight or when you lean down and gain strength as an athlete. We'll talk about the best recipes that will never fail.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com. Let's face it, hormones happen. Whether you are male or female, hormones have an impact on your overall well-being. Dr. Hart brings to the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel timely topics that answer your lifelong questions about hormones in men, women, and teens. Tune in to Optimal Wellness every Monday at 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Optimal Wellness. Live life well. Live life long. Live life to the fullest.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Music. You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, we promised to give you recipes and preparation that will never fail to keep you lean or make you lean and strengthen you, help you gain strength. I can't come again to the whole story how important it is for exercising, how important it is to eat supper or dinner as the main meal of the day. I already explained millions of times, so you guys already know that our nervous system is built for eating at night. In fact, we are night eaters. The human species is designed for night eating and big nightly meals.
Ori, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I had an email from a reader, but it sparked something in my brain. What the listener is asking is, isn't what you're doing in a way kind of having a mini super compensation every 24 hours?
What does it mean, mini super compensation? Just explain to me what does it mean,
That term, whereas, for example, a competitive athlete will starve themselves down to make a weight class, and then when they reload the system with all the carbs and what have you, they
depletion. Yeah, I now understand. Yes, it is, and I wrote about already on the original old version of the Warrior Diet book and so on. Yes. We are very well designed for depletion and supercompensation.
Yes.
Anything that we do and we want to achieve is done like this.
Isn't in one way looking at it that you're making this happen every 24 hours?
Every 24 hours you should make it happen. Your body is absolutely built for this cycle.
And
amazing thing happened to the body, not just in signal of hunger and satiety. Your hormones are boosted well. Your organs, liver, kidney, digestion, can get the time to rest and the time to work. You utilize nutrients in a rate that double sometimes or triple than the average frequent meal people. I will argue that and prove that. The rules of protein utilization, which is one of the key building elements to the body, the rules show clearly that when you under-eat small amount of protein meals during the day, you grant 100% protein assimilation, such as our recovery meal policy. But interestingly enough, when you eat a huge evening meal, you can destroy a whole chicken, but because of the high calorie and the good fuel, if it's done in the right combination, you would utilize virtually all the protein that you eat at night in spite of being a huge amount. You're not going to waste it, because protein utilization increases in a very high calories, and you want to take advantage of it at night.
Beautiful.
But what we want to talk now is about the recipes that will never fail. So remember, the combination are very important. The craving is one good thing. Thank you, by the way, for all the emails that I'm receiving supporting the idea that your craving are changing now from being an estrogen craving into testosterone craving. I really appreciate your emails, and that's actually a good sign. It's a good sign that you're becoming more and more what you're supposed to be. But the recipe that you're going to hear now are really built and designed correctly. They don't mix they don't mix sugar and nuts. They don't mix sugar and grain, okay? They don't mix alcohol and grain, but simply keep the right combination that supposed to be and always yield you the best result. Both Marty and Dimitri cannot wait to start talking about it, but I want to throw one more thing. Have you ever seen a chef in a great shape? I haven't, quite honestly. Just go every place. In the best case, they just look okay. I hardly saw any chef who is not a soft or a roly-poly or very fat, okay?
That's changing a little bit, Ori.
Maybe it's changing, but the people that you are going to hear now, Marty and Dimitri, are epitome of strength and great shape. Marty, I don't need to tell you, Marty is a champion powerlifter and notorious for his strength.
Ex-champion.
Ex-champion, sorry. and still training like hell. Dimitri, from the first time that I met with him, I was stunned by the way that he looked and performed. This guy is original Spartan. I'm telling you, if he was living 2,500 years ago, he probably fit the landscape very well. Very lean, very strong, very determined. This is the kind of people I'm going to share with you in our recipe, so go ahead and converse between yourself. Marty, you have some question to Dimitri.
Well, Chef Dimitri, can you share with us some, you understand what it is most of our readers are eating on a continual, regular basis, and maybe you could help us and share some expert preparation with us.
Okay, sounds good. Let's start with a salad, one of my favorite salads that I do lately. I get some arugula, and I mix it with cabbage. I love cabbage, and I love arugula because they have a little spice. They're a little
so
spicy.
So we would shred the cabbage. Would you advise we buy the cabbage whole and then shred it ourselves?
That's the best way, yeah.
Okay.
You buy whole, you got a piece, you shred it, and then you have the arugula. They're spicy and soft. Again, we're talking about texture, and the cabbage has a different texture, more crunchy. And then I add some red onions, you know, some Persian cucumbers, or any cucumber would do. I like the Persian because they're crunchy and small and very.
So you add red onion and cucumber?
Yes.
Okay.
Then a few tomatoes, and then we talked about color before. Then I would use either a yellow or a red bell pepper.
Beautiful.
And then that's it. And then I would put some extra virgin olive oil, some, you know, salt. Nice, you know, sea salt or the pink salt I use, which is fantastic. And I mix the whole thing, and I use some lime or lemon. I like more lime. So the dressing of the salad is very simple. Again, it's, what is it? Extra virgin olive oil, lime, a little salt, and, of course, on top of it, I sprinkle some Greek oregano. I love oregano. It's
yeah,
okay.
That was stunning, stunning. I remember this taste.
Yeah,
amazing.
Such a great smell, and you toss the whole thing, and I mean, that salad is, you eat it, and it makes you feel so good. And remember, salads are very important. Why? Because Europeans eat salad all the time, because it paves the way. It prepares your system and your body. You know, it's green, it's alkaline, and it prepares your body for later on that you have the heavier stuff, the protein, and anything else that will, you know, you continue your dinner. So salads are very important. Always start with a salad.
Just want to mention regarding this salad, the classical example of anti-estrogenic salad, main ingredient like cabbage, oregano, okay, and, of course, the other, all the vegetables definitely provide you serious defense against adverse estrogen metabolites. Okay, go ahead. I'm just trying to tell you there's always a benefit, even something that looks so innocent and tasty. It would be extremely beneficial.
Chef, would you ever add cheese to that?
Yeah, some people. Yeah, I personally, you know, don't like the cheese on my salad. I would like to start my dinner nice and gently. But, yes, you could add any, you know, some sprinkle feta cheese on top. That would be fantastic.
Okay. So that sounds delicious. All right, what else?
And then, you know, hummus. Hummus is one of my favorite.
Now, what is hummus?
Well, hummus, it's a combination of the garbanzo beans. You can use, though, any bean, but originally it was made with the garbanzo beans, and then you add some tahini. Tahini is the sesame. It comes from sesame seeds, which is fantastic. Has nutritional value.
Is that like a paste?
It's a paste. It's a sesame butter.
Raw sesame butter.
Yes.
Right.
And you mix. Well, the way we do it is we take the garbanzo beans, we soak them overnight, and then the next day we cook them for like an hour or so, and then we mix them with the tahini, lemon, extra virgin olive oil. We put a little paprika, lots of garlic, you know, a little salt, and you mix the whole thing. You blend the whole thing together, but it's so powerful, like the garbanzo bean, the oil, the sesame, the garlic, the lemon, and it becomes a little pasty, and it's so beautiful. And that was part of my dinner last night. I had hummus, which is a quick dinner. It's fantastic. Hummus.
Do you put this on bread, or what do you do with the hummus?
Well, I'll tell you. You can have it on bread, but the way I had it last night, I made a nice portion of hummus. I made like 8 eggs. I chopped some eggs into the hummus. I add broccoli. I steam some broccoli. I put some broccoli in, and then some olive oil on top. I add some cayenne pepper to make it a little spicy, and a little lemon and oregano, and slice some avocado. So avocado, broccoli, hummus, the eggs.
Wow.
That sounds amazing.
Powerful. Powerful.
That's a vegetable powerhouse.
If you go to the Mediterranean, you find a lot of time hummus and the sliced eggs, boiled eggs, sometimes with tomato juice on the side too. Let me tell you something about hummus. Hummus is the perfect poor man powerhouse. Mm-hmm. I mean, you cannot go wrong with this. This magical combination between the protein of the bean, the chickpeas, or the black beans, for example, black bean hummus, and the sesame, the combination of the seed and bean, yield you a complete protein with amino score which is superior to even red meat. So you can live on this and vegetables forever and without any risk of side effect or rancid protein or anything else. The taste, if you prepare it good, the taste is amazing. Another great example of anti-estrogenic dish, the garlic, the chickpeas, and the sesame. Sesame have lignans, which I wrote about it in the book, that have shown to have anti-estrogenic, cancer-protective property. But everything in this dish, which served the Mediterranean people, in my opinion, for many, many hundred of years, if not more than that, just proved that this dish is extremely successful to serve you. We'll definitely continue with our recipes. Marty and definitely Dimitri will keep telling you about dishes that will never fail to keep you lean, healthy, and definitely strong.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart, the program that takes you on a journey through grief after the death of a child. Join Dr. Gloria Horsley, marriage and family therapist and bereaved parent, while she interviews and discusses with other bereaved parents and siblings how they have coped with the death of a child and gone on to create and realize new dreams. So tune in Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart with Dr. Gloria Horsley, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Now we are talking about more and more recipes that will never fail. Dimitri, I'd like you to talk and explain to the readers, first of all, you were not born here, right? You were born in Sparta.
I was born in the south of Greece, in Peloponnese, yes.
Yeah, in the area of Sparta.
The area of Sparta.
And you came from a family, I understand, that is 200 years already on the business of restaurant.
That is correct. In Greece, and my grandfather came to the United States in the late 1800s and went up to San Francisco from the very few Greeks that they came to San Francisco, because most of them, they stay on the East Coast. And they came a bunch of kids when they were like 13, 14 years old, young teenagers. And then he was the creator of the Cliff House, the famous Cliff House. So he started everything and then went back to Greece, got married, and created his family, had 9 children, and then my father was one of the boys, and then we started in Sparta, a restaurant business, and then we came back.
And the recipes that you prepare, right, are they based on traditional Spartan recipes?
That is correct, yes. They go back, way, way back.
And there are differences, right, between, like, different other region of Greek, in the recipes. They are not exactly the same food.
That is correct, yes.
Yes. Now, in Sparta, the awareness to the Spartan legacy, is it high, or is it, like, is it different than in other areas? Of Greece, is there still awareness to the Spartan legacy, like King Leonidas, the 300 Spartan, being lean and mean and powerful?
Of course, of course. Even today, yes, everybody admires, regardless if you're in Sparta or any other region of Greece, when you talk about Sparta, everybody wants to be a Spartan, with other words. Even today, yes, of course.
So the legacy is still there and motivate people.
The legacy is still there and big and strong, yes.
That's very interesting. When I read, when I did my research on the Warrior Diet book, I came in very clearly to the conclusion, years before that, but when I read the research more and more, how much awareness were for the Greeks, the Spartan, and the Roman later on, and the Macedonian, to everything that they eat. Everything was investigated to see if it benefited the warrior lifestyle or not.
Exactly.
In fact, Alexander the Great used to document dishes, what works and what not. But interestingly enough, what become clear that many of the things that people eat today, like in Italy, are not Roman tradition, like pasta did not even exist at that time, okay? Mm-hmm. The main protein coming for most people came from beans. Chickpeas were huge during the early Greek period, during the Spartan period, and in the late Hellenistic, and even on the Roman, chickpeas were used, and the dishes that you eat today with chickpeas are still beneficial. They simply fit human consumption. It's also one of the least allergenic food. But there are other recipes that we can discuss here, which are more heavy, more cooked, main dishes. Do you want to... Marty, you had some question to Dimitri regarding some main dishes.
If he could just help us out and maybe give us a direction to go in terms of dealing with chicken. I know a lot of our readers work with chickens, and, you know, if you could maybe give us some tips in that direction, that'd be greatly appreciated.
Well, the best way to do chicken is, usually to grill it, anything to grill. You know, we marinate our chicken with some garlic, salt, pepper, some
so
olive
you're,
oil.
You're putting it in parts. You're using whole chicken, cut into parts?
Usually we do chicken breast.
Okay.
You know,
so
that's what we do because
it's
easy. You don't have to deal with the bones and everything. But,
okay.
You know, whatever. Even if it's a whole chicken, you chopped it in parts. And then the most important thing when you do meat, it doesn't matter if it's chicken or red meat or lamb, is to marinate them. That's the most important thing. You know, so use some oil, oregano. Again, the beauty of the Spartan food, the Greek food, is the simplicity. We don't try to cover up and use too many things as it comes. We add few herbs, olive oil, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So olive oil, some oregano, a little salt, you know, some thyme or some rosemary. I use a lot of thyme. Thyme, rosemary, oregano are my favorite.
Okay.
And then let it marinate, put it on the grill, or even...
How long would you let that marinate for?
Well, usually what we do at the restaurant or at home, we do that overnight. We like it. The more it stays, the better it is, actually.
All right. And it's just, you just rub it down with a good coating of olive oil and those other dry ingredients?
That is correct. And the olive oil, what it does, besides anything else, it helps. It's like glue. It sticks all the herbs and everything into the meat. So that's why it's important also. And then you grill it, or you can even, you know, lightly saute it. You lightly saute it.
Now, if you were to saute it, would you saute it in more olive oil?
Correct, a little olive oil, not too much. But anything, even fish, when we saute fish, it's lightly sauteing it fast. You don't want to burn the oil for like 3-5 minutes. Lightly saute. You know, you have some sauce, some red sauce or some lemon sauce, which is easy to make. You know, add some lemon, some asparagus with some dill and lemon, the fresh dill and lemon. It's a fantastic combination together. You put together, you put in the oven, and, you know, you're done. Another, my favorite, let's talk about fish. My favorite fish lately is barramundi. Barramundi is a fish that comes from Australia. And it's so tasty. It has a beautiful texture. It's like butter, like so soft. But the taste, the aromas of that fish. And
how do you make it? And where can anyone get it? Or do you have some equivalent recipe for fish that people can get?
Any white fish would do. I mean, any sea bass or white fish would do. But if they would get barramundi, it's fantastic, and it's in season now. And the best barramundi comes from Australia. Very important to get the one from Australia. Anyway, you got a fillet, lightly saute. You know, you prepare the sauce, which is I use a tomato sauce. And my tomato sauce is I chop some onions. You know, I put them with oil, saute them, you know, till they turn a little brown, and then I add tomatoes, chopped Roma tomatoes, and then some bay leaf, thyme, and then a little salt. Of course, you add a little water, not too much. You don't want to make your sauces too watery.
Now, this is after you've taken the fish out or while the fish is sauteing?
No, the fish is separate. We're just preparing the sauce. The sauce is separate.
Separate,
yes, because with a fish, when we prepare a sauce, it might take half an hour, 45 minutes. The fish, you don't want to cook it that much. You know, 10, 15 minutes, the fish is done. So you prepare the sauce, oregano again on top, very low heat. You prepare your sauce, you have it ready, yet you can keep on the refrigerator for a week. And then you lightly saute the fish. Also on the sauce, I use shallots. I love shallots. They're like small onions, but they're more sweet, and they give a great taste.
Scallions, right? Is that what you said?
No, you said shallots.
Shallots. Yeah, okay.
I add the sauce into...
You have a question? Sorry, Brandy.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to cut you off to make sure. I just said, it just reminds me when I'm hearing you describe how to do the sauce, something that you've mentioned to me before in our conversations, Ori, and that when you look back in history, that a lot of the food that they were eating, they were kind of in stew form.
That's very true, and I almost wanted to interfere with this. It's true. Ideally, meat should be cooked in a fluid or a sauce. Right. It prevents caramelization. It makes the meat actually much softer. Anything which is a stew or a chili or a fish in a sauce will always be beneficial and better than plain dry grill. So when Dimitri say marination, it's also protection, not just for flavor, it's protection from caramelization of the meat, which is unhealthy for you.
Okay. Thank you, Ori.
Go ahead, Dimitri. Go ahead. That sounds
anyway,
good.
So we lightly saute the fish. We add the sauce, and then you put it in the oven for, 10, 15 minutes, and it's done. And when I pull it out, you remember before I spoke about texture, and then I love to use with that dish eggplant and zucchini. So what I do is I grill or I lightly saute some zucchini, very al dente, and I put a bed of zucchini, and then I rest the fish on top. Then I add the sauce with the shallots and the tomatoes, and I pour a lot of sauce to cover everything. And on top of it, I put the grilled or lightly sauteed eggplant. And you have the texture of the eggplant, which is soft and smooshy and beautiful, and the fish and the tomato and the al dente zucchini and the aromas. And it's so, my mouth is watering right now. It's going to be dinner tonight.
You know what? I have to admit, I ate this dish or a similar dish with a similar fish that Dimitri make, and I don't remember ever eating something so good. It is absolutely beyond belief. Yeah. You really feel the happiness. Marty or Brandy, this is the happiness of eating something so healthy, so fit, and yet extremely tasty. And you really feel the satiety because of the amazing texture. We say in the warrior diet that combination, the more texture you put, the more colors, the more likely you will succeed.
Also, these foods are nutritionally power-packed. They're loaded with nutrients. And if you've had tough workout, if you've been strict in your diet, this is the perfect way to end the day.
Correct. And against many, I want to refer, this is still a radio, and I'm referring to a lot of your requests and questions. Many of you guys tried or still following the complete raw food diet. I also know that some of you are vegans, and I have a lot of respect to you. However, you've got to understand that such a kind of food releases much more nutrients, 100 times more when they are cooked. And these including all the cruciferous, broccoli, cauliflower, asparagus, yes, cabbage, and tomatoes. Even onion release amazing stuff when they are cooked. So what you receive here is a cooked meal with amazing nutritional value that you should never overlook while you enjoy it. We'll come back to you soon with more recipes that will serve your needs to get leaner and stronger.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition, meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Holistic living is nutrition for not just your body, but your mind and your soul. Holistic nutrition goes far beyond the foods that we eat or the supplements that we take. Discover natural means to heal your body and regain your innate healing powers. That's Holistic Living with Tina Marie Jones on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for your weekly dose of good holistic living.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more.
burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Thank you for staying with us, with The Warrior Within. This time it's about recipes, and I believe that we are reaching the last segment. I want to drop a few words about what did we do today. We talked about recipes from salad to hummus, which are absolutely epitome of success. You cannot go wrong with this. Then Dimitri explained how to prepare chicken and later on fish. For many of you who may feel confused, we're going to follow with some newsletter in more details. Go to warriordiet.com, and you will find very soon recipes. Subscribe to our free newsletter. We constantly provide you free information, outstanding, that you cannot read in any other place. Okay? What I'd like to still address is our priorities. I can only say again, to keep the integrity of the show, that it's not that I personally don't eat meat anymore and I don't even eat chicken. It's not just because I'm against cruelty and killing of animals, and I honestly am. I just don't think that this is the best protein source for humans. It's just okay. And if you do it correctly on the warrior diet and you don't introduce it every day, you're going to be fine and live forever. Hey, it may even be boring to live so long. But regardless, you can eat chicken and even meat if you design your week properly and you don't eat it every day. But on the top priorities, a food that appears lower on the food chain. We talked previously about beans dish like hummus, and there are other beans dishes that we will address in the future, okay? But we also have eggs. Eggs are primate food. It's an ape food. Primates used to steal eggs and adapt to eating them many thousands of years ago, whether you believe in evolution or not, okay? The fact is there. We also, all the evidence show that the human brain picked another great development since we move more and more into marine food, that means fish or seafood and everything like this. So Dimitri just addressed one fish dish, but I'd like Dimitri also to address egg dishes, because many of our followers, including myself, and many lacto-vegetarians do eat eggs and dairy, and I know that Dimitri himself also eat this kind of food, and he has amazing dishes. But Dimitri, I'd like you, before I forget, many of our followers, I received some emails asking, where is your restaurant? Can you give some address? Maybe some people here in California would like to visit and taste it.
We would love to have them. The restaurant is located on Larchmont Village. It's 127 North Larchmont, Los Angeles, California, 90004. And the area, it's called Hancock Park. And it's close to Paramount Studios in Los Angeles.
And if you ever have any kind of a question, email us to info@warriordiet.com, okay, where you always email. And we will guarantee you, we'll provide you with the address of Dimitri and everything that you need to know. Do you want to drop a phone number of the restaurant, Dimitri?
Yes, 323-464-5160. And the name of the restaurant is Le Petit Greek.
Le Petit Greek. Chef Dimitri, you should make hummus by the gallon for sale by the UPS.
Well, hummus, believe it or not, it is our number one seller at the restaurant, And we make a great hummus. And we've been approached numerous of times with people that they want our hummus to take it and make it and do it. And it's the hummus that we make, it's incredible.
I can just tell you about many of the clients that I'm working here directly with. When I put them on classical lower food chain Mediterranean diet like vegetables, salad, the similar to one that you described with onion, tomato, and cucumber, and sometimes arugula or lettuce, okay, together with hummus, unlimited amount of hummus, okay, as much as you want, yeah. Even though it's not a low calorie, unlimited amount, and, okay, cooked vegetables like broccoli or cauliflower or cabbage, mm-hmm. 100% of people, 100% guarantee weight loss every day.
Now, can I ask something? Can you have meat with that? Or when you're having hummus, that's kind of replacing a meat?
Hummus mixed with everything.
Okay.
In fact, it can mix, good question, Brandy. It can mix with a carb day. It can mix with a fat day. But use your common sense. If you destroyed 2 pounds of hummus, then don't go and destroy 2 pounds of nuts. I don't know if you can. I don't think you can.
Right.
But some people have unlimited appetite. I met this. Just use common sense, okay?
Now, Rory, you wanted Chef to give us an egg recipe?
Yes, yes. Dimitri, can you give us some interesting egg recipe that goes beyond the regular omelet?
Egg recipe, one that my grandmother used to make, maybe, I don't know, like 30, 40 years ago. So I remember I was a little kid, and then, you know, would go and I say, Grandma, I'm hungry, and said, okay, come over here, I'll make you kayana. That's, it would be eggs. She would get like 4, 5, 6 eggs, put them all together, you know, blend them in, and then prepare some tomato sauce. She had like chopped some tomatoes, onions, some parsley, put everything on a pan, you know, in a saucepan over there, and cook everything, the whole thing, you know, tomato and eggs, oregano, chop some vegetables in, and would make that kayana, that egg kind of an omelette, and it would be fantastic, and I do it even today, and then I would put some chopped avocado on top, or some broccoli, or some zucchini, and the veggies, and the tomato, something about the tomato and the eggs.
When it's an amazing combination.
Are powerhouse.
How do you cook the egg? Slowly on a low fire or?
Low fire, yes. I mean, you do first the sauce. You put first the tomato sauce and everything, you warm up, and then you put the eggs in, like scramble, you know, and then you put
and
them
you
in.
And you keep folding the eggs in and folding them in?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
And then
and
you move them around and you scrabble them all together, and it's delicious. It's like, it doesn't, because of the tomato sauce and everything, because you must use a lot of tomato, it doesn't really become very thick. It's like a paste kind of thing, but it's fantastic.
Chef, I had heard that most people will tend to overcook their eggs.
Oh, that's the worst thing, to overcook eggs. Anything to overcook is the worst thing, even protein, anything you do.
Yes, right, yes.
I think on the eggs is that one of the problems that they're running into is that eggs continue to cook after you take them off the heat, correct, Chef?
That's very true.
That is correct. So timing in everything, timing is very important how to, exactly, you always undercook in a way food. You don't want to pass that point that you lose everything.
Now, I want to drop a few words about eggs.
Well, eggs aren't just for breakfast either. That's the big thing, Ori. I mean,
yeah.
this is something that we're talking about. This is a nighttime meal.
It's a nighttime meal, and one of the principles of the way that I take a good breakfast, provided it is good, move it to the night, and you do well.
Exactly.
Okay? Yep. Breakfast, simply, even a good one, should be moved to the p.m. hours to be supper. And it's an amazing, amazing, satisfying, and nourishing meal. I want to drop a few words about eggs.
Or I just wanted to mention this, that I had talked to some people that have actually eaten out with you, and they said that you are able to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner all within your allotted four-hour period.
Oh, I've been trained to do that, and right now my metabolism is so fast that I cannot keep my body from wanting to drop down because of this kind of habit of eating.
You
we'll continue talking about it on the next shows. not exactly this, but we'll continue because I do want to address the amazing nutritional value of eggs, primal human food, especially in the yolk, in promoting your testosterone, providing you with the nutrients that you need. And you should learn from us more and more about egg dishes and fish dishes and everything that will benefit you. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Dimitri. Thank you, Marty. Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you.
Talk soon.
Thanks for joining us today for The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Huffmeckler. Join us each Monday for more Mythbusters and valuable advice on living a healthy, happy life. We'll see you next week.